The scripture reading is Acts chapter 1, verse 11. They also said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven." Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 11,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, and children of Sunday school. Let us celebrate the resurrection of the Lord. Let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father, who has blessed us to run toward the kingdom of heaven with hope of resurrection. The resurrection of the Lord is a sure fact. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. As said, you can be saved when you believe in the Lord's resurrection in your heart. If you know in your head, that is not faith. You have to believe in your heart. Seeing, just putting it as knowledge after seeing and hearing is called fleshly faith. And you shouldn't have this kind of fleshly faith, but spiritual faith with which you can believe from the heart. Then if you have this spiritual faith in the heart, you can be saved. Just by saying with lips, "I believe," doesn't save you. Many people say so. They say, if you say you believe, you'll be saved. But that confession of faith is different, depending on whether you believe in the head or in the heart. So you can be saved when you believe in the Lord's resurrection in your heart. Also, when we have firm faith in resurrection, we can endeavor for holiness and faithfulness, longing for the day to meet the Lord. Those who truly believe in resurrection in heart cannot help but live a renewed life. They will also preach the Lord's resurrection. So those who believe in resurrection in heart, they will have a renewed life. So they can go into spirit quickly, and also they run toward whole spirit. And they can also preach. They will also preach the Lord's resurrection. How much do you preach? How much do you deliver the gospel? Among the elders, there is a person who preaches on the streets every week for the last 5 years. And how much do you preach the gospel? Those disciples who witnessed the resurrected Lord lived as witnesses of the Lord and finally became martyrs. When we completely believe in resurrection, we will not compromise in any situation, and we will live as true Christians. Through this message, may you engrave the meaning of resurrection deep in your mind so that you can ride on the flow of Spirit more vigorously. Having the faith and hope of resurrection, I pray this in the name of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, the meaning of resurrection, first of all, is that it is given by paying the price of sacrifice. Resurrection is the most joyful and glad event for all those who believe in the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19 writes, "If we have hoped in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most to be pitied." If we have hoped in Christ in this life only, so if this life is everything, then we are of all men, most to be pitied. As written, if there is no resurrection and the end of this life is the real end, we are certainly most to be pitied. But there is resurrection and the life to come as well. Therefore, we who are living in the hope of resurrection and the kingdom of heaven are the most blessed. Most of you who are here, you believe in the resurrection from the heart, and you are blessed. So you long for the measure of faith so much. Because you have hope of resurrection. And that is why you long for the measure of faith. Some people, they didn't get it for so many years, but they always long for it, praying every day. So today, on the way to the church, I heard many testimonies from many church members. They received the 40th, 50th, 60th, or 70th percentile of the third level of faith. And hearing all of them saying, it took an hour and a half from my residence to the church. And so, after how long have you received it? Some people say it's the first time in 5 years or 4 years, or many of them received it for the first time. Maybe 40th, 50th, 60th percentile of the third level. And they've been longing for it for so many years. And now, finally, they received it. And I realized that they received a high level of faith because it's the first time. How come they received it like 50th, 60th, 70th percentile of the third level? Because they've been longing it for a long time. So that is why they received a great measure of faith. If you just receive it, the 50th percentile of the second level, it's something big. It's not something easy to receive that level. Because today's world is so full of sins. There is hardly anybody who is living by the word of God. And so it's not easy to receive second level, 50th percentile. And there are so many people who are receiving third level of faith. And what kind of great blessing this is. Even though it's been a long time since they received it for the first time. So they received a great measure, so it's a blessing. As you keep on receiving that kind of, in that way, as they keep doing the work they've been doing, that they can go into spirit and eventually Holy Spirit too. I hope you will be thankful. It's been a long time, but you received it. Received a great measure. So you should be thankful. I was surprised too. Because not just one or two persons, but they've received it after a long time. And they received a great measure. So I checked on them as to how they were able to receive such measures. So they've been longing for 1, 2, 3, 4 years, 5 years. And they've been waiting for so many years, so they'll be compensated for their longing. And for there to be resurrection, there has to be the process of death first. Our Lord, who is the first fruit of resurrection, first had to die before He received the glory of resurrection. Especially, He is the God in origin and the only begotten Son of God, and yet He had to die the most painful and most shameful of physical deaths. Also, since the moment He came to this earth and until He died on the cross, He lived a completely selfless life. He lived a life of perfect sacrifice, giving everything He could give until His last moment. The fact that he forsook all heavenly glory and came down to this earth in human body is a sacrifice that we as creatures cannot understand. Also, during his ministry, he didn't have enough time to sleep well, eat or care for his own body. Eventually, he gave even the last drops of his blood and water. He sacrificed everything he had. What I mean basically is there was tremendous sacrifice until he received the glory of resurrection. Therefore, whenever we think about resurrection, we have to imprint the Lord's sacrifice on our hearts. Then we'll be able to remember more deeply in our heart the meaning and value of resurrection. And it's very close for me to get the power of recreation. And that is why I've been piling up, storing up this measure of justice for the last 7 years. If it's just given like that, it's valueless. God let me fill up the measure of justice for a long time, and the time is very near. Then we'll be able to remember more deeply in our heart the meaning and value of resurrection. And those who have the faith of resurrection will also live a life in which they sacrifice themselves following the way of the Lord. If you say you believe in the Lord, but enjoy everything you want and take everything you want on this earth, then we can't say you made any sacrifices. Those Christians who follow the Lord do not sacrifice themselves, feeling forced and burdened. And to the extent that we sacrifice ourselves, we will receive unimaginable volumes of rewards and glory in heaven, which can't even begin to compare with the magnitude of our sacrifice on this earth. Filling up the measure of justice for the past 7 years, this is the seventh year, and as the power of recreation is almost given, God has given me a lot of blessings. Especially about the sanctuary and the charitable work, and for all those things, I always pray about them. And God is giving me financial blessings first, I believe. So tomorrow, it's going to be, I accepted the Lord on April 17th. And I believe God will begin to give me blessings from the 17th. Exactly from that date. I believe God is beginning on that particular date, that exact date. And it'll be a tremendous blessing. And once it comes in, I will let you know so that we can celebrate together. Because we've been shedding a lot of tears. I wanted to help so many more people, but I couldn't. I wanted to do a lot more missionary works, but I couldn't. And I wanted to build the Canaan Sanctuary more quickly, but we couldn't. And now all these things would be resolved little by little. And whatever we do on this earth, we will be compensated, rewarded in heaven. Whatever you do, whatever effort you expend for the kingdom of God, nothing will go unnoticed. And the Father will pay you back, pressed down, shaken together, and running over.
Dear
brothers and sisters in Christ, The second meaning of resurrection is that we are given an eternal life through resurrection. The disciples witnessed the Lord's resurrection firsthand. He certainly died and 3 days passed since his burial, and yet they witnessed he was alive again. When the disciples had last seen Jesus 3 days earlier, his skin was torn by the flogging. On his head was the long thorns. His hands and feet were nailed through, and his whole body was covered by blood. His body was skinny because he hadn't eaten or slept well for the past 3 years. It was almost like just skin and bones. Jesus was hung on the cross in this shape and finally breathed his last after suffering from excruciating pain for 6 hours. And then a soldier pierced his side with a spear. Water and blood gushed out. His body was wrapped in fine linen and buried in a cave that was freshly dug. It was complete death, where there was no chance of revival. But Jesus did live again. He appeared before the disciples in the resurrected body and talked with them. He let Thomas, who doubted his resurrection, touch his scars of the nails and spear. He also ate roasted fish with the disciples. Do you believe this from the bottom of your heart? Right after the opening of the church, I was preaching in revival meetings. And on the second day of the revival meeting, I talked about resurrection and so many healing works took place. Sometimes, one time, 22 churches gathered together to come to the revival meeting. And always, there were healing works of powerful works right from the first day. And so that I could truly believe, I've witnessed a lot of things. Once in a summer retreat for this, when I was speaking to the students, we witnessed cicada. There was this lava, and the wings were coming out, legs were coming out, and it was complete transformation. It was just a lava, and it became cicada, and it flew away. And I was preaching about resurrection, and so that God showed it to us, so that we could have the faith in resurrection. And I witnessed a part of my body, my little finger. It had to be actually amputated almost this picture is after it got a lot better. Later, the fingernail grew exactly as it was before, or even better. In case of Senior Deaconess Eun-deok Kim, she had third-degree burn. There was no chance of survival. There was a medical professor of Seoul National University or Seoul National University Hospital. I'm not sure, it's been a long time. But he visited me in Jocheon, my prayer house, and he said, there's no chance of living. But if she's living, like this, only thanks to the power of God. I'm not sure if he was a believer. But I wasn't there when he said that. But I heard from others that he said she couldn't live like this, like that, without the power of God. And she's because of she was covered or the upper body. And how can one live? That state is after she got a little better. The flesh was literally cooked. And how could she live? And I witnessed how God regenerated her body. I carefully studied it. I was curious how the Father would recreate it. I never thought she was going to die. She had a brother, younger brother, who was a police officer. And he said, if she lives, I will, you know, in Korea we say, we'll sear our fingernails with a hot iron. This is a kind of expression in Korean say. And he said, you do that. But I believed God would make her live. And that is because I had complete faith. That's why I could bring her to my prayer house to pray for her. Because I believed that she'd live. And I carefully watched how God regenerated all her flesh and all her flesh and body. And the flesh was decaying, like it was producing bubbles. And there was a lot of discharge, and it had foul smell. And so that's how God began to work initially. And then he'll had scabs form on the skin, like it was some kind of a tree, bark of a tree. And he did it three times, repeatedly. And then after the scabs, it was going to produce kind of bubbles and discharges and all these things. And then there was another round of scabs. And then he did it once more. I didn't understand why he was doing it three times. So anyway, that's how he removed the rotten, decayed flesh. In the hospital, they take it out with some kind of tools. With anesthesia, probably. And they take the skin from the hip and they graft it. But they have to do it in the hospital for so many years, even if they live. And the pain is so great, along with mental pain. Even if they live, the whole body will become like a map. And even the parents, even the family members wouldn't be able to see it. They can't live in the same house because it's so revolting. But when God was healing her, he removed the flesh three times, like I explained. And with a human method, they had to remove the skin with some tools, but without any removing, such a painful removing of the flesh. God just removed the flesh with the discharges and all these things without any pain. And when it was going, the second round was going on, I could see some new flesh coming up. But it was not perfect yet, so God did it one more time. So he removed the flesh once again. So he removed the flesh three times. And then finally, the new flesh was growing. And that was after she got a lot better. And how the Father gave her new flesh is that after those three times. And then I saw God make this tendons. And also the veins. And I never knew human beings had so many veins. I heard if you connect all the veins, you can go around the earth many times. That's when I actually realized there were so many veins. So I watched all those veins coming up, the red, so thin. And there were so many, the veins and tendons, ligaments, and flesh. The father made, and that's how he healed her. And the flesh was also very reddish. And the skin was almost transparent. I could see the veins and tendons and the flesh. So after those three times, God gave her new flesh, and then there was no more discharge, and He changed it to a solid flesh. And she was very kind of quick-tempered. As she got better, she wanted to go to the bathroom by herself before they had to take it away, some other people. And God, knowing it, knowing her quick temper, God healed only one leg at a time so that she wouldn't be able to walk. I was wondering why. Why would God leave one leg while He was healing only one leg? But later I realized so that she wouldn't move around. So God healed one leg first and then the other leg, so that she'd be healed and she could walk. Without any scars, God healed her completely and gave her completely new flesh and skin. That's kind of resurrection too. We've witnessed that kind of thing so many times. Shattered bones connected by the power of God. Members of Manmin, I hope we will have sure faith in resurrection. As I've been filling up the measure of justice for the past 7 years, everything is coming out, coming forth as resurrection. God is changing all my physical body into a kind of spiritual body, and He is changing me with the power of recreation. He is still in the process, but He is doing it. My strength also. Life force, even the cells, organs, tissues. He's changing everything. And He's giving me financial blessings too. And He's taking away all my concerns. And I heard it'll be begin, I will tell you, once it is given, actually. He let Thomas, who doubted His resurrection, touch His scars of the nails and spear. He also ate roasted fish with the disciples. After seeing this resurrection, which was completely impossible by human knowledge, what do you think happened to the disciples? They unsparingly gave their lives for the Lord and for the sake of the gospel. Because they had hope of resurrection, because they had complete faith in resurrection. They could, they wouldn't spare even their lives. Same with you. If you have hope of resurrection, you wouldn't live like that. You wouldn't live committing sins, as is in the Bible. If you truly believe, if the truth is in you, if the truth is in your heart, you will never commit sins. Because you have no truth in you, you commit sins. And you don't live by the word of God. Even though it's a command of God, prohibiting you from doing all sorts of things, you still commit sins because you don't really believe in the resurrection. If you really believe in resurrection, you can't go against the Word of God. You can't befriend the world. You can't enjoy the world. From 1992 or early 92, I began to say, I no more repent. Why? There's nothing to repent of. There's nothing to be repent of before God. Everybody, we learn, of course, we learn, I've been teaching that we have to repent of your sins. But how can I repent? I'm not committing any sins, and there's nothing. There's no sin that I committed. I only live by the word of God, so how can I repent? That is why even before God, I said, I can't repent of anything anymore. And that's the kind of life I've been leading, even up to this point. I never repented on the account of my children either, because they all live by the word of God. But I do repent of some things. For the forgiveness of the church members, I repent on their behalf. I pray for them. But as for me, I don't repent. I don't have to repent. And if you can live this kind of life, it means you are in Holy Spirit, deep, deep level of Holy Spirit, resembling God. Sometimes I find some things that are not in perfect, even man of Holy Spirit. I believe you are watching or reading about since I'm down, a woman who lived in Joseon Dynasty in Korea. So you can learn from their examples. There are not so many episodes, so you can watch all of them within a couple of several days. So they are already talking about it. So those who have watched it, they say, I lived a wrong kind of life, even a man of spirit. And comparing myself against her example, I lived such an evil life. I still have a lot of evil. And Shin Saimdang, she didn't even know the truth. Nobody taught her the truth, but she lived such a good life. And seeing her goodness, they realized they had a lot of evil. So this is the kind of realization that I wanted you to gain through watching this series. That's why some of you don't even get the measure of faith, because you don't even realize how evil you are. If you really live the good life without any evil, wouldn't you get the measure of faith? You'd soon go into spirit and Holy Spirit. It didn't take a long time either. Since I was a new believer, even though I didn't know any word of truth, just by reading the Bible, whatever the Bible says to cast away and not do or do or keep, I did everything as the Bible said. And after reading the Bible three times, there was nothing to cast away. I didn't do what the Bible says not do. So after reading the Bible three times, I had nothing to cast, nothing to amend. So since then, I lived by the Word of God completely, and that is why I went into Spirit very quickly and also into Holy Spirit very quickly. So you can do the same. It'll be such a great blessing. If you go into Spirit and Holy Spirit very quickly, what is there for you to take such a long time to go into Spirit and Holy Spirit? It's not something very hard. I always tell you it's easy. And why do you have to take so many months, so many years? You can go into Spirit very quickly, and as I testified, you can receive a lot of blessings. You can pray and receive the answer every time. If you can, everything is possible for those who believe. I hope you will have nothing impossible, and you will receive answers to whatever you ask in prayer. And if you lead this kind of a life, how happy you will be. So you can even help the needy as much as you want. You can also help with the construction of the church, help the needy, and help with the missionary works. So if you can receive these many blessings from God, how blessed you'll be. That's the kind of life I've been living. But from now on, I'll do even greater. I'll do everything at a greater magnitude. We can't just look forward to Canaan Sanctuary all the time. God never said He will give me something for Canaan Sanctuary, but He said He will give me something for the Grand Sanctuary. But there is no time to be only waiting. So I've talked with my workers. So we can't just keep on waiting until the blessing has come. So that's why I went to the site to see it. And I'm in a hurry. We also have to build the seminary, and we can't just keep on waiting. I will have to take action now. Then we have to receive blessings for that. And that is why God answered my prayer. So there is nothing impossible. Everything is done according to your faith. So what does that mean? If you have no evil, even a person like Shin Saimdang, who didn't know any truth, she didn't have any form of evil, she didn't have any falsehood, she didn't have any schemes, she never broke peace with others, even though her husband was having an affair, she was still serving her husband. Even though he was living with another woman. Because his body was weak, she prepared some things for his weak body. And she also made some clothes. And in fleshly sense, how heartbroken you'll be. That woman has taken away your husband. And she was kind of a hostess at a bar. But she would still serve her as well as her husband. And she was always, she showed so much, she gave a lot of love to her children. And even to the very evil people, she wouldn't stand up against even evil people. She would just, she pursued peace with everybody. How many people are there in today's world? In today's world, there is none. In today's world, there is none. Because the generation is so evil, so stained by evil, there is none like her. But there were a couple at her time. Since I was going to theological college, I was looking for this kind of people. I've been telling this for a long time. I have always looked for such good people, but I've never found any. Even in other countries, I've never found any. If there was any, I wanted to give everything I have to befriend them and give glory to God together. But I've never seen anybody. But in Manmin Church here, now you are being changed into the truth, and now I can find some of you, quite a few of you. And there will be many in the near future. So I will bring you, I'll take you to between the first and second floor of the main castle. Dear brothers and sisters, we can do it. If you just have the hope of resurrection, we can all do it. There should be nothing impossible. You are looking at my case. There was nothing impossible. What was impossible with me? There was nothing impossible. I tell you, I always teach you not to use any negative words. Because there is nothing impossible. Everything is possible. It'll be done as you have believed. So in order for us to have faith, we have to have holiness without any evil, we have to go into Holy Spirit. The person like Jin Sa-imda, she had the faith of Holy Spirit. So God will explain it. Maybe through Pastor Yijin Lee, she'll explain what God revealed. We'll be able to see how in heaven, in New Jerusalem. And watching that series, I was really touched. Even in the world, in the old days, there were such good people. And in Korean notes, they are at least in spirit. I don't know how they knew, but so person of Holy Spirit, she is in the 50,000 won note, and King Sejong is in the 10,000 won note. They are at least in spirit. And I'm very thankful. I don't know how they knew it. Of course, they didn't know it, but somehow they put these people in the biggest notes of Korea. John chapter 11, verses 25 to 26 says, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? He who believes in everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Who is it? Who is he saying it to? He is saying it to you who live and believe. Not those who will die very quickly, but those who live and believe. So we should all accept the Lord when we live, when we are alive. You will all meet the Lord while you are living. I'm finished preparing to meet the Lord long time ago. And how old am I? But I will live anyway until the Lord comes back and receive Him alive. And there was nothing that was wrong from what I said. And you will witness. I've never made any mistakes in my words. Everything was done as said. We'll accomplish world evangelism. We'll just see how it'll be done. After meeting the resurrected Lord firsthand, the disciples were so convinced of eternal life that they could boldly answer to this question of Jesus, Amen, Lord, I believe. As they were convinced of eternal life, naturally the fear of death disappeared. And when the people heard this gospel that the disciples preached with strong conviction, and having no fear of death, they also were convinced of resurrection and eternal life. And they followed the way of suffering that the Lord took. Even as they were being the prey of lions, they offered prayers of thanksgiving. They said goodbyes to their children in their bosoms, saying, We'll soon meet each other in heaven. Christians were living in catacombs on the ground, away from the persecution against them. They were not able to see any sunlight their entire lives, but they were still full of hope, waiting for the Lord who was to come back. Even though they had to bury their dead in that catacomb, those who remained had increased hope to meet them again in heaven. That is why even though they were becoming prey of lions, hungry lions, they were bound in the poles, on the poles, and they were being the prey of lions, but they were not even sad. They were singing praises. They had happy smiles on their faces. And at first, they thought it was fun because the lions were eating them. At first, it was fun for them. But as they kept on watching them, they felt something different. How can they not fear death? How can they be so happy and joyous even before death? And they had these questions. How can they have no fear of death? How can they be so calm and peaceful? before death. And what kind of faith do they have? That they have such peace and joy. Who is this Jesus in whom they believe? At first they were cheering and enjoying themselves, but as they kept on watching, their minds began to change. They came to have different thoughts. Who is this Jesus that they believe in? And so that they can die praising God. So they had these doubts or questions, and then they began to ask, who is this Jesus? So the preachers, they will deliver the gospel quite carefully, because if it is known, they'll be put to death. So carefully they would preach Jesus. So that's how it spread. Little by little, the gospel spread. And more and more people believed. And eventually, the whole empire of Rome became a Christian state. Because of the blood of so many martyrs, the whole empire, even the emperor, became Christians. So because they witnessed, even if they died, they would live again. And even if they, when they were living, they had hope of resurrection. So they were singing and singing praises even while they were dying. So because they had faith in resurrection, they could do it, and so many Romans, they came to have this faith, and there were increasingly more preachers, and eventually, finally, the whole state of Rome, the whole empire became Christian state. First Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 13 to 14 says, but we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve as do the rest who have no hope. So those who are asleep means that those who died believing in Jesus Christ. So we refer to them as those who are asleep because they are not dead. Those who died without believing, they're dead. But those who are dead with believing, we say they are asleep. So that you will not grieve as do the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. That is why we don't fear. They don't fear. Because we know we live by the word of God. Because we believe in resurrection. And we know we will go to heavenly kingdom. So we're not afraid. If you commit sins, it's hell. And if you live in the word of truth, then you'll go to heaven. And even better dwelling place in heaven. And knowing this, you can never commit sins. So those who are committing sins, and you should keep on praying hardly so that you will not commit sins. You're struggling against the sins. So if you live on this way with faith, then to the extent that you have faith and to the extent that you change, you'll be blessed. Just as I receive anything I ask for in prayer with faith, you can also receive whatever you ask. And for the past 7 years, I couldn't give you testimonies of the kinds of answers I received from God to my prayers. But before that, I always gave testimonies of receiving answers from God. But for the past 7 years, I had to fill up the measure of justice. So I couldn't tell you all these things, but because the justice is done, because it's in the wrapping up state, I will give you a lot of testimonies from now on, many testimonies of blessings. I believe you have a lot of great expectations and hope Gethsemane prayer house. Even the students will come. And maybe I can give you a little bit of it. I can show you a little bit of it. So it's much more beautiful than last year. So there is a little stream of water in the yard, and there is this happiness building for Mrs. Lee, prayer center director, and the water goes around, and it's 3 meters deep, and it goes around the yard, and there are thousands of fish, the big fish and small fish, and you'll be able to see them. Wouldn't you want to see them? Of course you will. And many people, their measure of faith has increased a lot, and once you come into spirit, you'll be able to see it. It's all made for you. I made all these things only for you to see and have greater hope of heaven and live by the word of God even more, so that you will become even more beautiful children of God. Did I do this for my personal pleasure? Of course not. So you'll be able to see the fish and flowers and trees and leaves. And you saw these pink azaleas, and to the side there were so many kinds of flowers. And in the spirit festivity, you'll be able to see cherry blossoms. Here, the cherry blossoms have already fallen off. But there, those cherry blossoms, they bloom at a later time. And they're more beautiful. And they have more beautiful colors. It's a different kind of cherry blossom. There'll be golden bells, many kinds of azaleas. Anyway, roses, and also flowers from Israel. Anyway, it's magnificent. Am I wasting a lot of money? But I've never spent any money from the church. I do it all. I do everything with my personal money. How do I do it? Because it's given by God. And also, you church members, you're healed and you receive blessings, and you give me thanksgiving offerings. And also, there are branch church members, and especially from other countries. Actually, they send a lot of thanksgiving offerings, and I collect all these things and do this. And I've never touched any God's money, so you shouldn't have any misunderstanding about it. I don't spend your offerings to the church that way. I can never do it. I've not been able to mention everything, but anyway, you'll be able to see them in the Manmin magazine videos. I'm trying to decorate it like in the Second Kingdom of Heaven. But of course, it's not like Second Kingdom of Heaven, but still, it's so beautiful. And you'll be able to imagine how beautiful it is in the actual Kingdom of Heaven. That's my hope. So that you will not grieve as do the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. And on the tombstones of the catacombs are written such hope of theirs as, "My dear son, do not cry. Death is not eternal. My husband, Arminulinus, God will revive you. I was dead and revived completely. I stopped breathing. And because I bled out completely, all my blood was out for so many days. I kept on bleeding. And so I breathed my last. So I, in my bedroom, there were dozens of scores of church members who witnessed my death. I stopped my breathing. And even as I was dying, I heard Elder Boyce Lee say something. And my spirit was leaving my body, and I could faintly hear it. That it's got no pulse, he said. So I was lying on my bed, and Elder Boyce Lee was sitting next to me. I think there was a senior deaconess, Kim Sun Bin, and toward the bathroom there was Mrs. Lee, and there was this pastor, Dalchun Lee, and she was standing on the desk because there were a lot of people. And I breathed my last. There was no more pulse. And after that, the first person who accepted me was the Lord. In the air, He received me. He called me. But I couldn't hug him or anything there. Because he asked me a question. What do you want me to do? Of course. I wanted to be at the bosom of the Father. Of course I said that. Of course I left behind my family members, children, and everything, but I couldn't think of anything. But I just wanted to be at the bosom of the Father. So that's what I said. And the Lord didn't say look, but He just showed me the vision of the earth, what would happen. And many members, they would disperse. Everywhere they would be scattered, everywhere they would go back to the world after my death, and they would go back to the world, and some church members, they gathered at the church praying and crying, weeping, and some of them were fasting with weeping and mourning, because although I died already, they were praying to let me live again. There were some who had that kind of faith. And they were weeping. And some of them left the church. Some of them went to another church. And I saw a lot of people going to hell too. And in an instant, He showed me everything. And I came to my senses, kind of. Oh, I shouldn't be. And the Lord asked me once again, what do you want me to do? So I said, Lord, let me live again. The church was almost being destroyed and so many people were going to hell and I couldn't bear it. So, Lord, let me live again. And right at that moment, my spirit came back to my body. Because I didn't go to heavenly kingdom. I met the Lord in the air. So I had this conversation in the air. And my spirit came back right away. And I was wondering why God would let me come back very quickly. Because later I thought, if I remained for a long time in the air, in physical sense, my brain would be damaged. So within a couple of minutes, I came back. So that's why I met the Lord in the air and I came back from the air. Otherwise, I'd have visited heaven. But I came back, just like, there's some kinds of ghosts, or they stand right back up. Even though I had no strength at all, I stood up like a machine, and then right away I asked for water. And as I drank water, it became blood. So my body was pale because I had no blood. And then as I kept on drinking water, it became reddish. So I began to gain strength. It became blood as soon as I drank it. Because there are witnesses. Elder Boyce Lee, Senior Deaconess Geumsan Win. Isn't it what happened?
Amen.
And they saw me right next to me. All the other workers too. So even though the spirit left the body, I could hear very, very, very faintly. I could hear him. My spirit was already going up. And he said, he passed away. And then I met the Lord. Because I saw some believers going the way of hell, and I came back from, I came back to life from death, and seeing all these believers, I had so much pity and sympathy. This world is only momentary. There is an eternal realm. There is eternal heavenly kingdom. And this hell is eternal pain. Even though I preach so much, there are still people who commit adultery, who have, you know, who follow their lust. And as the husband of Shin Saimdang, as he was having an affair, how much did they suffer? The whole family. And having an affair while having a family, and that's all kind of things that will lead them to hell. And they get sick. They don't remain healthy. They will have many kinds of diseases. Their businesses will fail, will go bankrupt, or they'll have a hard time. And they'll suffer from sicknesses. If you live by the word of God, there's no reason to be sick or suffer from diseases. And seeing all these things, I feel very pitiful. They don't listen, even if I preach so much. So that is why I showed you so many signs and wonders so that you could believe. How many signs and wonders? And yet, there are still people who don't believe. And what kind of heart, what kind of conscience do they have? It's kind of a very hard to understand them. Even after seeing so many things, so many signs and wonders every year, and there's no chance, there is no room for doubt. But yet, they still live an evil life, committing sins. And mommy members and many believers, you don't understand, do you? Do you? Is it? I believe you can't understand these things, these people. Do you understand them? Some people, they understand. Anyway, actually, I can't really understand them. They are certainly going the way of hell, and why do they have to do it? Why do you have to become a weed? You have to become the good weed. And why do you have to become weed? And why do you have to bear evil fruits? And why do you have to be envious? Why do you have to envy and be jealous? Why do you have to break the word of God, violate the word of God? My respected father, my dear mother, you will live again in the Holy Spirit. To those Christians who believe in resurrection and eternal life, even the death, which is considered the end and extinction by the unbelievers, was just another step toward eternal life. Brothers and sisters, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 to 17 says, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Those who are dead believing in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds. You will meet the Lord alive." It's not that you're gonna, the Lord is gonna come after you die. I'm already quite old. I'm 73 already. And I still will meet the Lord while I'm alive. So you know how many years will be remaining. I'm not saying it's 5-10 years. But because we will have to build Canaan Sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary. After we build the Grand Sanctuary, it'll be done. But those who are very quick, those who are not ready yet, you don't have to worry. But in the meantime, you have to go into spirit and all spirit so that you have to prepare yourself to be able to go into New Jerusalem. At least we have that much time. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord. As said, we are living each day of our lives with the hope that we'll meet the Lord alive. Especially, your hope is to have an eternal life in New Jerusalem, among the many heavenly dwelling places. I've explained countless times what kind of life you can lead there. If you truly have this hope, you will never have any lingering attachment to this earthly life. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 says, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." So we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Is heaven not seen or seen? We look at heaven, which is not seen. The things that are seen in this world, they are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. And if you lost your eternal life being bound by the temporary life on this earth, how foolish is this? Therefore, I ask you in the name of the Lord that you will take the wise way to hope for the eternal life in New Jerusalem and take hold of it by force every day. Dear brothers and sisters, the third meaning of resurrection is that the Father's providence was fulfilled through resurrection. The Lord's resurrection is the most important event in the entire human history. The Bible clearly tells us about the significance of resurrection in Christian faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 13 to 14 says, "But if there is no resurrection of the dead, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is vain. Your faith also is vain." The way of salvation was completed by Jesus dying on the cross and then overcoming death and living again. If Jesus hadn't resurrected, the way of salvation couldn't have been completed and we would have had to reach eternal death because our sins couldn't be forgiven. The fact that Jesus resurrected proves that he died for our sins while being innocent, and he overcame death because he was sinless. If we believe in this fact and accept Jesus Christ, we are saved and we become God's children. Therefore, without resurrection, we cannot discuss salvation in Christianity. In the book of Acts, which is a record about when the people, when the gospel first started to spread, we can read that resurrection is the core of the gospel. For example, when they were selecting the disciple to replace Judas Iscariot, it is said that the duty of a disciple is to preach the resurrection of the Lord. Acts chapter 1 verse 22 says, "Beginning with the baptism of John until the day that he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection." Acts chapter 4 verse 33 also says, "And with great power the apostles were giving testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and abundant grace was upon them all." Christianity is a religion of resurrection, which is built on the firm foundation of faith in resurrection. If we who believe in the Lord don't have the hope to live again and enjoy heavenly glory forever after we die, why would we strive to live by the word of God? Why do we have to be faithful until death? What is the meaning of it? We can just casually live. We can just casually go to heaven. But the Lord tells us to be faithful unto death, not casually. Conversely, if we have hope of resurrection, we will not have any lingering attachment to the world, and we won't be afraid of any persecution or hardships. We will only live practicing the truth with all our lives. Such people will eventually come forth as true children that God wants to gain through human cultivation. God will lead to New Jerusalem those souls who come forth as true children and share love with them forever. This is the providence of God that He harbored in His heart when He first began human cultivation. I will also see the glory of resurrection soon in the providence of the Father. Once the part of recreation is completed 100% and my body is fully recovered, it will be completely different from the past. Even now, it's not the time yet, but it's getting more and more closer. They say that I'm getting younger, I have more strength. So in many senses, my body is changing, but I don't really feel great difference. But because the time for part of recreation is not yet come. Then the plans of the Father God that He wants to achieve through our church and me will be fulfilled greatly. I hope you will participate with this faith in this ministry to fulfill the providence of God. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I've explained that the meaning in the Lord's resurrection are, first of all, resurrection was given by paying the price of sacrifice. Second, eternal life was given. And third, God's providence was fulfilled. If you etch the meaning of resurrection in your heart, you live a life to partake in the glory of resurrection. And in order to partake in the glory of resurrection, you should have faith of martyrdom first, with which you can die. Faith of martyrdom is put yourself to death and obey God's will completely. Only those who have such faith will come forth with the amazing glory of resurrection and enter New Jerusalem. May you, my beloved believers, stand firm in the faith of resurrection and come forth as glorious fruits of resurrection. I pray this in the name of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, I have three daughters, and why would dedicate them, all of them, as pastors? Why would dedicate my wife as a servant of the Lord? Maybe I could have gotten some sons-in-law and gotten some grandsons, grandchildren. Why would I give up all those things? And why would I offer all my three daughters as pastors? And why would I make my wife, Mrs. Lee, only keep on praying? Why would I let them cast away everything in the world and only live for the Lord? Because I know better than anybody else about resurrection, about heavenly kingdom, about New Jerusalem. I know about heaven and hell better than anybody else. So I know very well, better than anybody else, that we must not befriend the world. That is why I let them go that way. Let us pray. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Heavenly Father, thank you. Let us live with the faith in resurrection, in hope. Let us not look back at the world, but only live with the hope of resurrection. And in New Jerusalem, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Heavenly Father, Reverend Myung Ho Chung of Kenya, he will preach speak in the Mamin International Seminary class in Chuka City on April 18th. Be with him in Egala of DR Congo. Be healed of AIDS. Father, heal him. Healer. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. AIDS go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Light come. And, but these AIDS, if you receive the prayer with faith, it's nothing. And also Pastor Jorge of Honduras, diabetes, high blood pressure, go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, light come. Pastor Cynthia in Honduras, the pain around the inflammation around the belly button, and let her give birth easily in June. And let the pain go away around the belly button, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, light come. And Paulette of Honduras, the burns, the left arm and part of the back, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Be cleansed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, let there be no scars remaining. And Jenny Lin of United States, let the problem with the house be resolved. And Ijen Lin, let the daughter, Jenny, be set free from internet addiction, and let her son, Kevin, get into good college, and Ewa Lin, and diabetes, the blindness in the right eye, go away. Let her see well. Also, Jinpyong Lin, speech and nerve disorder, be healed by the fire, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit with the baptism of fire. Yulia of Ukraine, inflammation in the neck, in the throat, go away. Lena Douglas of Australia, let the education business go well. And Yuris of the Philippines, let him get a good result in the national tennis competition. Xu Shehui, Wang Shuhua, last stage lung cancer, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Last stage lung cancers, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Wang Shuwin, Liu Suwen, heart failure, brain hemorrhage, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Wang Hui, Wang Weiqing, heart disorder, anemia, be healed. Light come. Shi Zizong, liver trouble, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Won Chang-ok, heart disease, and let the bent back be straightened. Let the heart disease be healed. Li Song-hwa, let her recover memory. Liu Di, let her grow up by 5 centimeters. Let the height, let her grow up more. Let her height increase. Luda, skin trouble, be healed. Ten Guo, the discharge in the back, be healed. Su Su Chi, let him get into a good college. Wang Haiping, let her get back the money she lent. Ten Weijia, for the it's a newborn baby. Father, let him grow well with health. Let his father, Ten Li Ju, and mother, Sun Wan Jing, bless them, give him wisdom and health. Wen Ming Hui, Wei Zhao Mei, let them give birth easily on the due date. Father, let them give birth easily on the best time, at the best time, on the best day. There are viewers of and readers of InVictory and TBN Russia. Father, lay your hands on them, bless them, and answer to all their prayer requests. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.